that whatever we see happening from the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are we pleased with it all? Should we be pleased with all of it? Are we allowed to be displeased with any of it? Are we supposed to love it? And what is the issue now? Because obviously we believe that everything that happens is from the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no one can ever go outside of Allah's decree, no matter what he does. Whether he's righteous, whether he's sinful. Whether he's upon tawheed, whether he's upon shirk. Whether he's destined for the fire, whether he's destined for paradise. Whatever his actions, no one can come outside of the will and the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now this raises an issue, which is that since it is Allah and his decrees which are being brought into existence, then are we supposed to be pleased with everything which happens? Or are we supposed to be displeased with, you know, what's the issue here? So the way to understand this issue, and again this is very crucial because groups have gone astray in the past on this issue, the same groups like the Jahmiya and the Ash'ari and the Maturidiyya, they've gone astray on these issues. So in order to clearly have a clear understanding of this issue, when we look at the issue of Al-Qadr, then we are looking at two different things. There are two different things that we are looking at. The first thing that we're looking at is, when we speak of Al-Qadr, is we are speaking of an aspect that is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. So in other words, we are looking at Allah's actions. This is the first angle, the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because everything which comes into existence is actually from the action of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone is born, someone dies, someone is guided, someone is misguided, someone is honored, someone is humiliated, someone is fed, someone is in poverty, someone is ill, someone is healthy. Every single thing that you see, as it relates to humans, or as it relates to any other thing, a leaf drops, the wind blows, you know, everything is, all of these are from the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one angle by which we are looking at Al-Qadr. Then another angle that we are looking at Al-Qadr is from the perspective of the servant, and not related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now we are looking at the servant. So now we are speaking of the things which are the actual decrees which take place. And there's actually a word in Arabic you can write down if you want, that when we speak of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are speaking of Al-Qadr. Al-Qadr being Allah's action. And when we speak of the servant, we are speaking of Al-Maqdi. Al-Maqdi. Al-Maqdi here meaning that which has been decreed and occurs to the servants. Right? So the second thing that we are now looking at, the Maqdi, that which Allah has decreed to happen, this itself is divided into two. This itself is divided into two. So if you have a diagram, you have, first of all, the Qadr as it relates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the actions of Allah. Then you have the Qadr as it relates to what actually takes place in Allah's creation to His servants. And then from His servants there are now two branches as well, two separate branches. So from one of those branches are those things that we call Al-Masa'ib. Al-Masa'ib. These are referred to the calamities, the hardships, the difficulties which come to you. So Al-Masa'ib meaning here illness, death, pain, suffering, poverty, sickness, disease, and all these things which afflict a person, which are outside of his control. They are not in your control. You fall ill, it's not in your control. Or you die, it's not in your control. Okay, you become injured, you become whatever, natural disaster, it's not in your control. These are masa'ib, calamities that come to you. And they come to you either from other people, or they come to you just from the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are masa'ib. And the second thing that relates to the issue of Al-Qadr and the people and the servants of Allah is what we call Al-Ma'ayib. Or Al-Ma'ayib, the Ma'ayib. This refers to those things which a person can be blamed for. The blameworthy things. The blameworthy things. So the Masa'ib, the calamities, these are brought about without anyone having any choice. You know, you didn't choose to die necessarily. If, you know, Qadr came to you and you died as Allah decreed that you die. unless of course you committed suicide, which of course is a major sin. But you know, you didn't choose for calamities to come to you, they came to you by way of Allah's decree, either from purely Allah's decree or through other people, through Allah's decree. Right? So you don't have any choice in those things. And as for those things which you do, the ma'ayib, which are those things which people fall into through their choice and will, so they sin, they disobey Allah, they commit kufr, they commit shirk, they commit innovation, they fall into all sorts of disobedience, then this now is this happens by a person's irada. You choose to do it. You choose to do that. This is from your irada. And you chose to do that. So now that we have a clear understanding, so we have al-qadr, and there's an aspect of it that relates to Allah's actions, and there's an aspect of it that relates to the servants. And then amongst the servants, there are two types as well, the masa'ib and the ma'ayib. So once we have this clear, it now how we are supposed to behave, as in, are we supposed to be pleased with al-qadr? Are we supposed to be displeased with al-qadr? Now this becomes a bit more simpler and easy to understand with this classification. So what we say then is that we've clearly made a distinction that the qada, which is the action of Allah, is distinct from the maqdi, which is what happens to the servants. They are not the same thing. Right? They are not the same thing. We make a distinction. So we distinguish between Allah's act and what actually takes place in the creation. So as for it relates to the action of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are pleased with everything from the decrees of Allah, as it is the act of Allah. Right? So, let me explain what this means. Are we pleased that Allah created Iblis? Answer? Are we pleased that Allah created Iblis? Yes. Because we are pleased with Allah's action of creating Iblis. Right. But are we pleased with Iblis? No. No. So that's the distinction. Okay. Are we pleased that Allah created plagues and diseases? Are we pleased? Of course we are. We are pleased from the angle that it is his action to create them and bring them into existence. And we are pleased, we are happy with it. Why? Because we know that there is no evil in Allah's actions. There's no such thing as evil in Allah's actions, because all of Allah's actions, there is a profound wisdom behind them. Right? So when Allah creates Iblis, right, there's actually a profound wisdom behind it. And that profound wisdom is, obviously, to test mankind and to make it as a means for them to enter paradise. So the creation of Iblis is actually a good thing. It is for a far-reaching objective and wisdom. And because that is Allah's action in creating Iblis, we love that action of Allah and we are pleased with that action, right? But are we pleased with Iblis? The answer is no, right? Because now this is... So Allah's act, we've gone beyond that now. Now we've come into Iblis actually now being created as an entity in the creation. Now, him, we are not pleased with. Right? Because now we've gone beyond, we've moved past the action of Allah, which we know is wisdom and perfection and justice and far-reaching, you know, lofty goals and objectives. We understand all that. So therefore, with the action of Allah in everything, we are absolutely pleased with it. With respect to anything that Allah decrees and anything which occurs. Then secondly, the calamities which happen. Now, do we have to be pleased with the calamities which happen? So we've done Allah's actions, now we're doing the masa'ib. Do we have to be pleased with Allah's actions? The calamities that come about through Allah's decrees. Do we have to be pleased with them? What's the answer? Okay. Anyone want to give us any elaboration? Okay. The answer is no. But hold on. Wait there. You have to listen to what the complete answer is. The answer is that it is mustahab to be pleased with the masa'ib. Right? It is mustahab. It's not wajib to be pleased with the masa'ib. What does this mean? This means Practically, let me explain what this means. For example, you could fall ill or you could be injured. Okay, now, this is from the qada of Allah as an action. Okay. From the point of view of it being Allah's action, obviously we have to be pleased. This is obligatory that we have to accept the decree of Allah and be pleased with it. From the angle, it is the action of Allah. But as for the actual thing that's taking place, then it's not wajib for you to be pleased with it. It's not wajib. You know, you can dislike it. You can dislike the fact that you were injured. There's nothing prohibited against that. It's not wajib that you have to be pleased with it. Rather, it's only mustahab. It's mustahab that you feel, I'm happy with it. In fact, there's three levels. Let me explain three levels. The first one is mustahab, being happy with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's a level beyond that, which is actually being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you are now grateful to Allah that this calamity came to you. This is like another higher level of people with greater iman, greater taqwa. So not only are you content, you now actually are grateful to Allah that He brought this calamity to you, because you understand that from this calamity is the expiation of sins, and from it is guiding you to the right way and making you ponder and reflect, and that you'd rather be punished for sins in this life than in the grave, and rather in this life in the grave than in the hereafter, right? So a person, when he thinks like this, he understands that, you know, this is I have to be grateful to Allah for this great ni'mah that He's bestowed upon me. So that level is obviously a higher level. But coming down one level, then it's mustahab for a person to be pleased. But it's not wajib. Not wajib. We need to be clear about that issue. And so we see in the Quran, an ayah in the Quran, وَمَنْ يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَحْدِ قَلْبَهُ, that whoever believes in Allah, Allah will guide his heart aright. This ayah, Surah At-Taghabun, Surah 64, verse 11, is explained by one of the tabi'een called Alqama, rahimahullah. And he said, he explained this verse, whoever believes in Allah, Allah will guide his heart aright. He says, this is referring to the man who's afflicted with a calamity, and he knows it is from Allah, and so therefore he's pleased and he submits. So this shows that being pleased with the maqdi, with that which has been decreed in Allah's creation, then it is only mustahab. It is only mustahab as it relates to the maqdi that we are speaking of. It's mustahab, it's not wajib. But as it relates to being connected to Allah's action, then obviously it's obligatory to be pleased with it as Allah's action. And in fact, some of the scholars, they give an example, they give actually a nice illustration example of this. They say, let's take for example the situation of a surgeon. So let's say we have a surgeon who has a knife, and he has materials which obviously when you look at them you get scared, and you know that he's going to operate upon you, and this operation he's going to perform upon you is going to involve some pain and some harm, and something of evil, shar. So there's two angles to this. The first angle is that as it relates to the surgeon's action, right, he's cutting into your arm and he's going to do something, whatever else, his action is pure goodness as it relates to his action, right? Because there's a far-reaching wisdom and benefit, you know, in that for you. But as it relates to you, and you are the one who's physically being cut and you feel the pain and the stress and the whatever, then this is evil for you. It's shar, evil, as it relates to you. But it's not shar, evil, as it relates to the action of the surgeon. Rather, the action of the surgeon is praiseworthy, it has wisdom, it has a benefit, and it is to be pleased with. Right? So that's a very good example to give when we make a distinction between, you know, the qada of Allah and the maqdi, that which takes place in the creation. This brings us now to the third issue then, which is the ma'ayib. The ma'ayib are those things which a person does of his own choice. Deeds, actions, which could be righteousness, which could be disobedience. And then as for these affairs, then we're not pleased with them at all. We're not pleased with them at all. Right? As it relates to them coming from the servants. Right? So the fact that a person sins and disobeys, commits shirk, commits kufr, disobeys Allah, all of these affairs, then we're not pleased with them in any sense of the word. And Allah is not pleased with them either. Allah is not pleased with that they should take place from His